Describe a journey that didn't go as you planned. Where were you going? What was your planning? What went wrong? And explain what you would have done differently.
Now you have 1 minute to prepare your notes. Vacations are supposed to be a fun break from the monotonous routine of our lives, though sometimes it doesn't go as expected. It reminds me of an incident of a failed solo trip I planned. After being inspired by various YouTube travel bloggers, I decided to at last tick it off my bucket list and got my bookings done for Andaman and Nicobar Islands. I researched quite a lot before my trip to avoid any major obstacles. I booked my flight for the journey from Delhi to Port Blair, from where I had planned to take a hotel to refresh myself for the sightseeing. It was a 4 days trip in which my idea was to cover Port Blair, Havelock Islands, Neal Islands, and then return to Port Blair. Going by people's advice and my own research, I had kept all the necessary things that might be necessary. Everything was going as planned until I arrived at my destination. It was the climate of the place that didn't suit me, and I started to feel nauseous as soon as I landed. When I looked for my medical kit, I noticed that it was missing. I somehow reached my hotel by booking a cab, where I found a Wi-Fi connection, as there were network issues in the entire area. After contacting my family and telling them about my whereabouts, I went to see a local doctor, and on my way back I lost my wallet. After pleading to some of the locals and telling them about my situation, they helped me reach the hotel. On the second day, after reaching my hotel at Havelock, I realized that I booked it for the previous date instead, due to which I had to pay an extra amount to stay there. Later, my guide informed me about the unpredicted weather conditions, due to which I had to spend my next 2 days in the hotel room, as red alert was declared in the entire area. As it is rightly said that to err is human, I learned quite a lot from the mistakes I made. Though I faced many hurdles during my journey, I realized that due to my carelessness and irresponsibility, I spoiled most of the enjoyable part of my first solo trip. Had I been more cautious and accountable towards my bookings and carrying my medicines, it would have been a more gratifying experience. Welcome to IELTS Band 7.